Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that's been weighing on many parents' hearts lately. Your child says they're not creative. Maybe they avoid art projects, or they say they can't draw, or they refuse to even try painting or crafting. And as a parent, this can feel heartbreaking, can't it? You want your child to experience the joy of creating, the freedom of self-expression, but they've already decided they're just not creative. My friend, I see you. I understand that concern, and I want you to know something wonderful. This moment, right now, is not a limitation. It's actually a beautiful sign of your child's development. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this. When children around ages 6 and 7 start saying they're not creative, something remarkable is happening in their minds. They're developing self-awareness. For the first time, they're noticing that other children might draw differently or create differently, and they're beginning to compare. This is completely normal. It's not a problem to fix. It's a developmental milestone to understand and support. Here's what research shows us, and this is so important. Dr. Mate Garay-Gordabil from the University of the Basque Country conducted a 20-year study on children's creativity. She discovered that when children participate in cooperative creative activities, they develop not only artistic skills, but also emotional resilience. They learn that challenges are opportunities for growth, not threats to avoid. Isn't that beautiful? Your child's reluctance right now is temporary. It's a phase where they're discovering their self-awareness, and with your gentle support, they can move through it into genuine creative confidence. The magic book whispers this truth. Creativity is not a talent you're born with or without. It's a garden that grows with patience, encouragement, and freedom to explore. Every single child has creative gifts waiting to be discovered, your child included. What they need right now is not pressure to perform, but permission to explore without judgment. So what can you do? First, and this is so important, validate their feelings. When your child says, "I'm not creative," or "I can't draw," don't rush to contradict them. Instead, try saying something like, "You're learning what you enjoy creating, and that takes time." Or, "Everyone's creativity looks different, and yours is special in its own way." This tells your child that you hear them, you understand them, and you're not worried. That safety is everything. Second, shift the focus from product to process. Instead of asking, "What did you make?" try asking, "What was your favorite part of creating today?" Or, "How did it feel to try something new?" When children feel pressure to create something impressive, they freeze. But when they're invited to simply explore and experiment, magic happens. The magic book taught me that the joy is in the journey, not the destination. And this is so true for creativity. Third, offer open-ended creative opportunities. Instead of coloring books with lines to stay inside, try blank paper and interesting materials. Sticks and leaves from nature, fabric scraps, buttons and yarn. When there's no right way to create, there's no wrong way either. Your child can discover their own creative voice without the fear of making mistakes. And here's something wonderful. The magic book and I have stories that can help with this exact journey. Let me tell you about a story called The Puppet Maker's Secret. In this story, two children named Ella and Lucas visit a magical puppet-making workshop. At first, they're not sure they can create anything special. But as they work with their hands, something beautiful happens. The puppets they create begin to whisper stories that reflect what's in their own hearts. Ella discovers that her love of nature shows up in her puppet. Lucas realizes that his fascination with history comes alive in his creation. They learn that creativity isn't about being perfect. It's about expressing what's already inside you, waiting to come out. This story is so special because it shows children that everyone has a unique creative voice. Ella and Lucas don't create the same puppets. They don't need to. Their hands reveal what their hearts want to express. And when your child hears this story, they begin to understand that creativity isn't about drawing like someone else or making art that looks a certain way. It's about discovering their own special way of creating. We also have another beautiful story called The Light Brush Discovery. In this story, two boys named Theo and Miles find magical paintbrushes that paint with light instead of pigment. At first, Theo is skeptical. He's analytical and philosophical, and he's not sure imagination can be real. But as they experiment with these magical brushes, something shifts. Thea discovers that his questions and deep thinking actually enhance his creativity. Miles learns that his strategic mind makes his creative solutions even more powerful. Together, they realize that creativity takes many forms, and their unique ways of thinking are gifts, not limitations. This story helps children understand that creativity isn't just about traditional art. It's about imagination, problem solving, and expressing ideas in your own special way. Some children create with their hands. Others create with words, or movement, or building, or music. There are so many ways to be creative, and your child has their own path waiting to be discovered. Now I want to share something else the magic book taught me. When children say they're not creative, they're often really saying, "I'm afraid I won't be good enough." They've developed enough self-awareness to notice differences, but they haven't yet developed the confidence to trust their own unique expression. This is where you come in, my wonderful friend. Your role is not to convince them they're creative. It's to create a safe space where they can explore without fear of judgment. Try this. Set up a creation station in your home. It doesn't need to be fancy. A box of interesting materials. Paper, markers, natural objects, fabric scraps, whatever you have. And then, here's the key, create alongside your child. Not to show them how it's done, but to model the joy of exploration. Make something imperfect. Make something silly. Make something that doesn't look like anything at all. And talk about your process. I'm trying something new. I'm not sure how this will turn out, but I'm curious to see. This shows your child that creativity is about curiosity and exploration, not perfection. And remember, this phase is temporary. Research shows that when children are given supportive environments where experimentation is encouraged, their willingness to engage creatively increases significantly. The growth mindset approach, where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities rather than failures, transforms how children view their own abilities. Your child is not stuck. They're learning. And with your gentle guidance, they will discover their own creative confidence in their own perfect time. The Magic Book and I believe in your child's creative spirit. We believe in your ability to nurture it. And we're here to help with stories that show children the beauty of discovering their own unique gifts. Find the Puppet Maker's Secret and the Light Brush Discovery in the Book of Inara app. Read them together. Talk about how Ella and Lucas and Theo and Miles discovered their creativity. Ask your child, "What do you think your heart wants to create?" And then give them time and space and encouragement to explore. You're doing beautifully. Your child is exactly where they need to be. And this journey of discovering creative confidence, it's going to be wonderful. With love and starlight, Inara.